Hello and welcome to EDUCAUSE Now. EDUCAUSE Now is sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com. I'm Jerry Bain. And as 2011 comes to a close, we reflect on a year that saw higher education technology weathering a lot of changes and growing pains. I spoke with several leaders in the community to find out what they thought were the biggest issues or trends in the past year. We start with EDUCAUSE President and CEO Diana Oblinger, revealing one of her picks for the big issues of 2011. Consumerization of IT.
I think consumerization is a huge trend that is being seen for IT people, whether they are in higher education or elsewhere, because what it is signaling is that even though there maybe wasn't great control over the environment, now that people are buying all kinds of devices, going to services in the cloud, colleges and universities have an environment that they really cannot control anymore.
And IT organizations are really kind of reeling by the impact of what that is like and how they support that.
Susan Graycheck is Vice President for Research, Data, and Analytics at EDUCAUSE.
You know, I think it's not just devices either. I think it's cloud-based personal platforms that people are using, expecting to access resources from their Gmail accounts and all kinds of things. And, you know, in the meantime, more and more institutions are sourcing student email outside the institution, and that's sort of another facet, if you will, the cloud computing of consumerization of IT.
Indeed, cloud computing also made the list for big issues of 2011. And while it's been a hot topic for a few years, the implementation is just starting to reach critical mass. Josh Fishman from the Chronicle of Higher Education and Steve Kolowich from Inside Higher Ed discussed this at EDUCAUSE 2011 in October.
You know, I've looked at clouds from both sides now, and so has higher education. And this year, they've decided that they like it. And we're starting to see universities and consortiums of universities band together to buy services that they can't build on their own. They can't build the computers. They can't even build the high-performance computers to do it on their own. But they can buy these services from large outside companies like Amazon and Google.
Part of it has to do with expectations that are coming over from the consumer marketplace. And there's an expectation that institutions will be able to run these mission-critical pieces of software in a way that is smooth and reliable and can also easily connect with everything else that's out there mm-hmm. on the web. But another one, of course, is cost. And mm-hmm. If you are able to get that sort of computing power from somebody else's servers and that sort of sophisticated software mm-hmm. with all the features that you want and have it provided by somebody else, then that's going to be cost efficient for your university and you're going to be able to do more without spending a bundle.
University technology officials are just realizing that people at their university are going to do this anyway. And mm-hmm. they need to be driving the train or it's going to run them over, that there are professors who are not satisfied with the amount of computing power that a university can provide because they have to run huge data sets if they're scientists.
Speaking of the cloud and consumerization, this was also the year of mobile devices and apps. Again, Diana Oblinger.
Certainly, everything is going mobile. Everyone is trying to figure out how they develop their apps, how they do it affordably, not duplicate everybody else, provide all those services that students and the community want on yet another platform.
Elliot Mazey, chair of the Learning Consortium, a coalition of 240 organizations cooperating on the evolution of learning strategies, says we're just at the beginning of this development.
It's really the concept that we can, for a relatively small amount of money in a relatively short period of time, develop and then increasingly improve a piece of programming that has a very specific educational affordance. And I think what we'll see over the course of the year ahead is more and more courses will come with apps, and those apps will be part of both the pedagogical approach as well as learning resources.
Maisie also mentions another trend that began to develop some sophistication in 2011 and continues to advance in ubiquity and flexibility, and that's video.
And that would be both desktop video, telepresence in the classroom, all the way to device-based video that really will allow, and I think put pressure on our student-faculty interactions to increasingly occur in shorter video-mediated formats, as well as face-to-face in classrooms and offices.
Consumerization, the cloud, mobile devices, and video, all part of the same wave of technology changes that increase the complexity of our relationship with faculty and students. Complexity that often compels leaders to look to IT for solutions.
Over the last several months, I have heard more college and university presidents express a strong interest in information technology than I think I can ever remember. And part of that is the pressure that they're under and the belief that technology holds some solutions. But of course, it's not just technology. It's the models that we use to apply technology and the way we use technology to solve some of higher education's most important challenges.
So one of the issues is the role of the CIO. You know, people are worried that the role of the CIO is getting dumbed down, that there's a trend that institutions are saying, well, we don't need a CIO anymore. We just need a director of IT. And you know, will the role of the CIO evaporate? A prediction that I would have for 2012 is that analytics will pull together the whole issue of the institution needing to demonstrate its accountability and a new emergent role for the CIO that will be much more strategic. If IT organizations and CIOs can learn how to be the providers and the deliverers of effective analytics for their institutions, they will be in a more strategic role than ever before.
Organizationally, analytics doesn't have a clear home. You find some of it in institutional research. You find some of it in information technology spread in other units across the campus. And of course, then the uses of it and its appropriate application to decision-making and marshaling institutional resources is going to be a big challenge for all of us. So I think one of the trends is for people to look to analytics as a solution. I think our challenge is to help them define it. So I think it is a wonderful time for people in information technology because people are looking to us for solutions. Of course, now the onus is on us to deliver and help them understand how to use technology in the best ways possible.
Diana Oblinger, Susan Graycheck, Elliot Maisie, Steve Kolowich, and Josh Fishman, looking back at 2011 and ahead to 2012. Would you like to share your thoughts on the coming year? Drop us an email at podcast@educause.edu and let us know what you think were the big trends of 2011. If you'd like to find out more about the stories and interviews you hear on the podcast, visit our show notes at www.educause.edu/now. EDUCAUSE Now is sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. Thanks for listening, and have a happy holiday season.